今天我们非常高兴邀请到区会的牧师，大卫·威曼牧师来到我们当中，传讲神的话语。So we are so glad to invite the pastor David Wayman, from the Philadelphia Presbytery to preach the God's word among us.
大卫牧师曾经是区会的主席。他虽然第一次来我们教会，但是他非常关心支持我们教会，盼望他以后常能够来到我们当中传讲上帝的话语和恩典。 And Pastor David was the moderator of Philadelphia Presbytery, and although it's his first time to come to our church, but he is always cares and supports our church very muchAnd when we hope that he can often come and among us to preach the word of God in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, thank you for having me here this afternoon.
非常感谢你们邀请我到你们当中来讲道。
Could you please turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, starting in verse 7?
我们今天讲到的经文在马太福音第七章，弟兄姊妹翻到马太福音第七章，我们从第七节开始。
In this passage, Jesus gives us some practical advice about persevering in prayer.
在这段经文里，主耶稣就有关恒切祷告给了我们一些实践性的教导。
So let's look at what he says.
让我们来看看主耶稣是怎么说的。
Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds,And to him who knocks, the door will be opened.
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
Which of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake?
你们中间有谁有儿子的求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，反给他蛇呢？
If you then know you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?
你们虽然不好，赏赐知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父。岂不把更好的东西给你们吗？
Amen. This teaching by Jesus occurs in the midst of the Sermon on the Mount.
耶稣在这里讲到发生是在登山宝训中。
In that sermon, Jesus teaches us a number of things about prayer.
在主耶稣的那次讲道中，耶稣教导我们有关祷告的一些关键的事情。
In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches us some of the categories of prayer.
在主导文中，主耶稣教导我们一些祷告的类别。
So, are your prayers consistent with the categories in the Lord's Prayer?
你的祷告和主的这些祷告类别一致吗？
Now Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount also gives us some guiding principles for our prayers. He says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you as well.
耶稣同样为我们的祷告提供了一些指导性的原则。他说你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
So, are your prayers consistent with seeking God's kingdom and his righteousness?
因此，你的祷告是符合
So that's some of Jesus' key teaching on prayer to this point in the Sermon on the Mount. Let's look at this additional teaching in our text this afternoon.
上面这些是主耶稣在登山宝训中有关祷告的一些关键性的教导。今天下午让我们通过这段经文看看跟我们其他方面的教导。
Jesus gives us three verbs to encourage us to pray. Ask, seek, knock.
主耶稣给了我们三个动词来鼓励我们祷告，就是祈求、寻找、叩门。
I believe Jesus is modeling his teaching here after Psalm 1.
我想主耶稣在这里效仿了诗篇第一篇的教导。
In Psalm 1, the psalmist used three verbs to describe the progression of engagement with evil.
在诗篇第一篇中，诗人用了三个动词来描述与恶魔交战的进程。
He says, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers."
诗篇说，不从恶人的计谋，不在罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位，这人便为有福。
Note the progression of engagement with evil. Walk, stand, sit.
注意与恶魔交战的过程，讲到三个字：行走、站立、坐着。
Now, in Jesus' teaching in prayer, he gives us three verbs that describe a progression of engagement with God.
耶稣给我们祷告的教导中也给了我们三个动词来描述。
Ask, seek, knock.
祈求、寻找、叩门。
Now, how is this a progression?
这一进展是怎样进行的呢？
Well, think about asking. When you ask for something, you take a risk. You could be told no.
让我们来思想第一个祈求。 当你向某人请求保释时，你就承担一定的风险。你可能会告知不。
But the effort to ask is not usually much.
但问询一般不会花费很大的力气。
You ask a waiter in the restaurant for something.
你向餐厅的服务员请求什么东西。
Or you ask a family member who's already standing to go bring you a glass of water when you're sitting on the couch. See, asking does not usually require much effort. But what about seeking? Well, have you ever lost or misplaced something like your glasses or your keys? Have you ever lost them?
你们是否曾经有过丢失过放错东西的经历，如眼睛、钥匙？
What do you do when you've lost something?
如果你丢掉了什么东西，你会做什么呢？
You run all over the house, right? In a panic. Where is it?
你会不会满屋子的跑来跑去去寻找，并且处于一种惊慌的状态，不是吗？
It takes a lot more effort to seek something than just to ask for something.
寻求往事比询问往事需要花出更大的力气来努力。
But even with this extra effort, you might not find what you seek.
即便是你付出了额外的努力， 你可能也找不到你想要的东西。
So Jesus tells us to knock.
因此耶稣告诉我们要叩门、敲门。
What kind of effort does it take to knock?
那敲门需要花多大的力气呢？
Well, you have to go outside of your house. You have to walk up the street. You have to knock on your neighbor's door. Will your neighbor open the door? Will you hurt your knuckles knocking on that wood? Takes a lot more effort to knock than to seek or to ask, doesn't it? You see, Jesus is telling us to put in the extra effort, and God will give us what we ask for. Jesus is telling us to persevere in prayer, to be persistent with God. Jesus is saying prayer is work. At times difficult work. But just do it. And God will answer. That is the progressive engagement with God through prayer. Keep working at it, but just do it, Jesus says. Now, after Jesus tells us to persist in prayer, he gives us an object lesson to encourage us to persist. Now, Jesus' object lesson asks us to think about our experience with our own children. He asks us about whether we would give our children a stone or a snake when they ask for food. Would we do that? Now, of course we would not. Now Jesus then uses what he knows our response will be, that we will not, to make his big argument. He says, even if you and me know how to do this good thing and provide for your children, how much more will your loving, all-powerful Father in heaven provide for you when you ask? You see the logic of that argument, don't you? And the logic of it is meant to be an encouragement for us to persist in prayer. Our good, loving Heavenly Father will give us the good things we need, just like we give our children the good things they need. That's encouraging, right? Keep persisting in prayer. So with that, Jesus' teaching on prayer is done. But Jesus is not done teaching us here. Did you notice the description of us that Jesus slipped into his teaching? He said, we take care of our children even though we are evil.
你们虽然不好，邪恶，尚且知道照顾自己的儿女。
Jesus says, we parents, and those of us who are not yet parents, are evil.
耶稣说我们为人父母，以及那些还没有为人父母的人，我们都是邪恶的。
He doesn't say we are weak, fallible, distracted, selfish.
他并没有说我们软弱，容易犯罪，心不在焉或者自私。
No, he goes to the core. He says, we are evil, and there's nothing excusable about being evil.
不是，他直接触及了我们的核心，就是说我们是邪恶，邪恶是没有任何可以原谅的。
Now, does this sound harsh to you?
这听起来对你是否很刺耳？
Well, it really should not sound harsh if you have been following Jesus' teaching in the Sermon on the Mount.
如果到目前为止一直遵循主耶稣在登山宝训中的教导的话，那么你听起来就不应该刺耳。
Let me ask you, when you have read the Sermon on the Mount, are you convicted of your sinfulness?
我想问你，当你读到登山宝训时，你是否为自己罪孽感到自责呢？
Are you convicted of the depth of your sin? That it's not just the surface thing.
你是否认识到自己的罪孽深重？这不仅仅是一个表面的问题。
Honestly, the logical conclusion of listening to the Sermon on the Mount is that we are not righteous. We're not prone to good. Instead, we're actually prone to evil.
诚实地说，听到登山宝训逻辑的这个结论，就是我们是不公义的。我们不是倾向于行善，相反，我们更容易作恶。
So why is that? What is at our core?
为什么我们内在的核心是怎么样的？
So Jesus is telling us that at our core is an abiding, evil, sinful, rebellious nature.
耶稣告诉我们说，我们内心深处有一种持久的邪恶、罪孽，还有叛逆的本性。
So the big question arises, why would a good God give good gifts to evil people?
为什么良善的神把好的东西赐给邪恶的人呢？
It's a disconnect. It should not happen. And Jesus hears that day knew it should not.
这是一种断裂，它是不应该这样发生的。耶稣的听众知道不应该是这样的。
For everything in the Old Testament says that God cannot abide evil or evil people.
因为整本旧约圣经都告诉说，上帝他不能容忍邪恶和邪恶的人。
He wants nothing to do with them.
上帝都不想跟他们有任何关系。
So how can this good God give good gifts to evil people?
那么这位良善的神怎么会把好的礼物给邪恶的人呢？
Well, the Old Testament also tells us that for God to forgive sin and overlook evil, a life has to be forfeited.
就是旧约圣经也告诉我们，谁若赦免罪恶或忽略罪恶，就必须丧失生命。
Okay, so to go back with the insertion of this simple phrase that contains a devastating truth, Jesus sets up the main question that needs to be resolved.
因此借着插入一个反真理的简单的短句，耶稣提出了需要如何解决这一个主要的问题。
How can God be our Father if we are in essence evil?
如果我们本质上是邪恶的，上帝又怎么能够成为我们的父亲呢？
And the answer is that Jesus needs to cover our evil.
答案是耶稣需要来遮盖我们的罪恶。
Jesus needs to pay the price for our evil.
耶稣需要为我们的罪恶付出代价。
His righteousness needs to make up for our unrighteousness.
耶稣的义需要来弥补我们的不义。
He needs to shed his blood, forfeit his life to make a pathway for God to dwell with us, to truly be our Father and us his children.
耶稣需要流出他的宝血，献出他自己的生命，为我们和神开通了一条道路，使上帝真的能够成为我们的父亲，我们成为他真正的孩子。
See, the New Testament story is that the Father sends His Son to make us His children. To do so, the Heavenly Father sacrifices His Son.
新约的故事是天父差遣他的独生爱子为我们舍命，为的是我们能够成为他的孩子。
And that connects to why the Heavenly Father is so willing also to answer our righteous prayers.
这就是为什么天父上帝也如此愿意回应我们公义祷告的原因。
At the end of the 8th chapter of his letter to the Romans, the Apostle Paul says this, listen closely, If God did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us everything?
在罗马书第八章的32节，使徒保罗这样说：神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
God's generosity towards our prayers is an outgrowth of his actions to save us in Jesus Christ. It's just an outgrowth.
上帝对我们祷告的慷慨的回应，正是记着耶稣基督拯救我们所成就的结果。
So the final question I have this morning, this afternoon is, how do you get to be in this father-child relationship with this generous God?
所以最后一个问题就是，你如何和这位慷慨的上帝建立这种父子关系呢？
The answer is through repentance, faith in Jesus for salvation, and living a life committed to Jesus no matter the cost.
答案就是借着悔改，相信耶稣，以及不惜一切代价，一生竭力的来跟随主耶稣。
So to these people, the Father in heaven is more willing to grant the requests of their prayers.
对于这样的人来说，天父上帝是非常愿意应允他们的祷告和祈求的。
So let us pray.
好，让他来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you are willing to give good gifts to us, even though we do not deserve them.
我们在天上的父，我们是何等的感恩你，乐意赐给我们最好的礼物，即便是我们是那些不配的人。
Thank you for Jesus, whose blood covers our sins and makes us your children.
感谢主耶稣，你的宝血遮盖了我们的罪，使我们成为你的孩子。
Father, help us to persist in praying for righteous good things for ourselves.
天父，请你帮助我们能够恒切的祷告，祈求我们能够行公义，行良善。
And for our families and communities.
为我们的家庭和社区祷告。
And for expanding the kingdom of God here on earth.
并为扩展上帝的国度祷告。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。